let's get right into our study in 2 Corinthians. So we are in lesson 20 today. Now, if you remember, last week we looked at the whole issue of gullibility on the part of the Corinthians and Paul's integrity on the part of him contrasting himself with those false teachers. Because of their boasting, he would boast rather in the Lord and in them. He kind of points out the reality of who he is, that he's not doing it for profit, he's doing it for their benefit. He is not like these false teachers. He's going to continue on with that discussion today as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 33. And when we focus on these verses, Paul's going to talk about an area of his life and ministry that probably these false teachers couldn't even come close to. And that is the various trials that Paul went through. He went through some very difficult circumstances, and he's going to list that today in the passage that we're going to be looking at. So let's look at this lesson together. So first thing we want to do is we want to focus on verse 16 through 21 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and see what Paul is talking about here. Here's what Paul writes. I repeat, let no one think me foolish. But even if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I too may boast a little. What I'm saying with this boastful confidence, I say not as the Lord, but as a fool. Since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. For you gladly bear with fools, being wise yourself. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you, or devours you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or strikes you in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. But whatever anyone else dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool. I also dare to boast of that. Now, here's what Paul is doing here. He's going to talk about himself as a fool. You know, here he is, he's dealing with these false teachers who are boasting in their credentials and in their abilities and their teaching. And Paul is going to kind of present himself as a fool for their sakes. So here's what he does. He tells them not to consider him a fool. Well, wait a minute now, George, hold on. I thought that you were saying he's going to present himself as a fool. Yeah, but listen, he starts off, when he started out this verse, he was talking about the reality here that they shouldn't think himself foolish or a fool by discussing this issue. He wants to boast a little bit, but he's going to boast as a fool. So if he must, he will boast as a fool. He'll boast about things that he considers to be seriously foolish because they're listening to the boasting around them. Paul makes it clear that his boasting is not engaged with Christ's authority. So when he's doing this boasting, when he is promoting himself, so to speak, he's not doing it as a leader who is under the authority of Christ. He's not doing this at the direction of Christ. He's doing it for their sake, but he's doing it on his own. He's doing it to help them to understand. It's not that God told him to boast. Paul is boasting because they are listening to the boasting of false teachers. Now, do you understand what he's doing here? They have been listening to the boasting of false teachers. These false teachers would come in, these traveling evangelists, these traveling leaders or whatever, and they would come in and boast about their exploits and what they've done and what their knowledge is and so forth. They would belittle Paul. Because how you build oneself up in front of others is often by putting down other people. So they would put down Paul, boasting in themselves, and they weren't listening to that. That's why they were calling into question Paul's ministry, even though he's the one who started the church. So Paul says, okay, I'm going to boast here, but I'm not boasting because God told me to do it, that Christ told me to do it. I'm boasting because you're listening to boasting, so I'm going to boast as a fool. So here's what he tells them. He calls them to bear with him since they are patient with false teachers. Do you see what he's doing here? He's saying, you guys are patient to listen to this stuff from false teachers, to listen to their empty boasting, listening to them toot their horns about who they are. So just bear with me a little bit and let me boast. Let me tell you what it's really like to be a servant of the Lord. Let me tell you what my boasting is. So he's kind of calling them to just bear with it since they're bearing with these false teachers. Because why? The Corinthians had allowed themselves to be exploited by false teachers. Now, when we're talking about exploited, we're talking about exploitation really in two different areas here. We're not just talking about the exploitation of their understanding of the gospel, which was then corrupted by whatever message these false teachers were bringing, but they were also exploited by these false teachers because these false teachers would ask of hospitality and take advantage of the hospitality of the Corinthians and taking care of them. And so they would benefit by goods and by money and so forth from them. And so the Corinthians had allowed themselves to be exploited by these false teachers. So therefore, Paul is saying, look, let me boast a little bit. You've been patient with them. Now you be patient with me. In fact, Paul points out that he states he was never bold enough to exploit them. He's kind of reminding them, guys, don't you remember when I was with you? I never did any of those things. I never took advantage of you guys in any way. I was not using you. That's the point here. The false teachers were using him. Now, that brings us to our next portion of scripture. Again, we've already looked at verse 21. Let's look at it again, but also look now at verse 22. Here's what Paul writes. To my shame, I must say we were too weak for that. But whatever else anyone dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool. I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they offspring of Abraham? So am I. Now, let's talk about this. Paul's going to refer to his ancestry as he boasts because these false teachers would come in and boast about they were Jewish. Probably they would say they were Pharisees, and maybe they would say they studied under the feet of certain rabbis and so forth. They would boast that they are truly Jewish, truly right before God. Well, Paul is going to make the point of his ancestry. So he states that he will present his credentials as the false teachers do. So he's going to bring forth his credentials. He states, just as the false teachers claim to be Jewish, so is Paul. Now, he divides it down into three things here. Notice, he says, are they Hebrews? I'm a Hebrew. Are they Israelites? I'm an Israelite. Are they children of Abraham? I am a child of Abraham. Paul is boasting in his credentials. It echoes his boasting that he does in Philippians chapter 3, where he does the very same thing. He lists his credentials. If he's going to focus on what he's done, he's going to focus on the reality of who he is, but he doesn't. In Philippians 3, he goes and says, I count all of that as lost. All of that is meaningless compared to Christ Jesus. So he's saying to the Corinthians, look, I am just as much credentialed as these guys. I am just as Jewish as these guys. So then that brings us then to the remainder of our chapter that we're looking at today, verses 23 through 33. Here's what Paul does, and notice how he boasts now. Here's what he says in verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I'm a better one. I'm talking like a madman. For far greater labors, far more imprisonments, for countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers. In toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is made to fall? And I am not indignant. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, he who is blessed forever, knows that I'm not lying. At Damascus, the governor under King Aretas was guarding the city of Damascus in order to seize me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. Wow, think about what he just shared. That, my friends, is not what we would even share in our boasting. When we boast, we talk about our victories. We talk about our success. Paul is completely the opposite in boasting. He shares about his difficulties and struggles and what he's gone through. So let's take a look at this together. So the first thing I want you to notice is this. Paul questions the fact that they are ministers of Christ. So he's talking about these false teachers. He's questioning, how is it that these guys say they're ministers of Christ? How is it? He presents his hardships as proof of ministry. Isn't that interesting? He says, if they're saying they're ministers of Christ, then what is it they've gone through? How have they suffered? And I think this is something for you and I to think about, because the reality is throughout the scripture, throughout the New Testament, from the words of Jesus all the way to the book of Revelation, the reality is if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you are going to suffer. And if you are serving him, you are going to suffer. In fact, Paul says, look at what I'm going through and you will know that I am a servant of Christ, that I am in the ministry. So he has endured many journeys with all dangers associated with them. Think about what he was listing here. He was suffered at the hands 40 lashes minus one. That was a custom in which he was basically sentenced to receive 40 lashes, but to make sure that they didn't break the law, they would only give 39. 40 lashes minus one. He endured that several times. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked 3 different times. A day and a half in the sea adrift. We know that from the testimony of the scripture in the book of Acts. That shipwreck happened after this letter that Paul is writing. So he suffered other shipwrecks. He has gone through many a deep water, literally, for the Lord. He has suffered much at the hands of false brothers, of those who were not just attacking him, but those who were false teachers. Paul presented the physical trials that he endured as he ministered. You know, and I think we need to pause for a moment. Sometimes we think that if we're going through difficult struggles, if we're going through hardship, then there must be something wrong with my Christian life. Folks, what I want you to see and what is the testimony of Paul, it's just part of normal life. It's just part of the difficulty of being a child of God, and especially of being a servant for God. So that's not all that he struggled with. He tells us in this passage that he was concerned for the churches on a daily basis. So he was suffering from anxiety, worry for the churches that he had planted throughout Asia Minor into Greece. It's interesting, isn't it? He just wasn't concerned about the stuff that he's going through. He was concerned for other churches, including the church at Corinth. He was concerned about their spiritual condition, and rightfully so, because here he's addressing a church that's been influenced by false teachers who would lead them astray from the simplicity of the gospel. And let's remind ourselves, the simplicity of the gospel is that Jesus did it all. Jesus paid it all. You can do nothing for your salvation. It is because of his sacrifice, and it is our faith in him that brings us salvation, not our efforts. And so he was concerned for their spiritual condition. So here's what Paul says. If he's going to boast, Paul will boast in the things that reflect his weakness. Now that, my friends, is countercultural. Nobody goes around and says, look at how I'm weak. Look at what I can't do. Paul would rather boast in his spiritual weaknesses. Now, next week, we're going to see why. But all we need to know at this point, as we're going through the passage, is that these are the things that he would boast in. And here's what I want you to see about his affirmation. Paul affirms that God knows the truth of his boasting. So remember, he said he didn't boast at the command of Christ. He didn't boast under the guidance of Christ. He boasted in himself. But what he boasted in was something that nobody would boast in, his hardships. And he says that God knows the truth of his boasting. He's telling them the truth. So again, he recounts his escape from the plot to kill him in Damascus. Remember, when we go back to the book of Acts in the beginning, when Paul saw Christ on the road to Damascus and was struck blind, and then he was taken to Damascus, and after a few days, Ananias prayed over him, and he received his sight, and then he became bold for the Lord, and because of that, he was sought after by the Jews. They wanted to kill him. And so he is recounting how he escaped Damascus through a window in the wall in a basket. And this is where we end, with his boasting. Now, this is going to lead us into next week's lesson. Next week, we're going to talk about something that's known as Paul's thorn in the flesh. That if he's going to boast about something, he's going to boast about his weaknesses. And he's going to boast about a certain weakness that debilitated him. And we can learn some lessons from that. In fact, I would say to you that what we can take away from our lesson today is this: hardship, difficulty, suffering are a part of the Christian life. And there is where we find our rest in Christ. And if we're going to boast, let us boast in the God who brings us through the difficulties that we face. And so we're going to look again further at this next week when we get into lesson 21.